Good morning, Christ Center. It's Thursday, August 29th, and this week in our Fruits of the Spirit devotional series, we're meditating on scriptures that talk about self-control. So we want to invite you to read or listen along with us and see what God might be speaking to your heart. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. I'm here this morning with J.D. Payne and Isaac Cox, and we're going to be reading the scripture 1 Peter 2, 11 and 12. Isaac, why don't you read that for us?
1 Peter 2, 11 and 12, NIV. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires, which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
So we're just going to take a moment and see what the Spirit of God would be highlighting to us, or it just kind of jumps up and... Let's go ahead and read through that again. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires, which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. J.D., what's highlighted to you as you're looking at that scripture?
Well, you know, as when I first hear of self-control, I think my initial reaction is to just go with sexual desires when it comes to self-control. But reading through that verse, the last part of it really stuck out at me of though they accuse you of doing wrong, they still see your good deeds. And I feel like the self-control aspect really hits home because, like, especially when people accuse us of being wrong, it's easy for us to want to lash out and prove them otherwise. And that may not always be the best response, but it might not always be the helpful response too, of just proving you're right and they're wrong. And it strikes me of being focused on your own actions and keep doing your good deeds, though the world may come against you.
So having self-control when you are in the right, and not sort of going into hubris or into being
retaliation.
Retaliation.
Yeah.
Isaac, what were you hearing and seeing?
The question I ask myself is, you know, talking about self-control. So what is this verse saying about having control of oneself? And the two things that stand out to me is the obvious abstain from sinful desires, which reads obvious, but it's not saying do not sin. It's saying don't even abstain from even the desire to sin, which is absolutely crazy, I feel like. It's like one of those things where, like, you know, that's something that we just need Holy Spirit's help to do, because, you know, the flesh is going to... at least give me room to desire it. But he's saying, don't even desire it. Abstain from desiring it. Well, if that's the standard, then this is another one of those scriptures that points to, you know, we can't do this on our own. We need help. And Jesus has sent us a helper in the Holy Spirit to do that. And then the beginning of verse 12, you know, live such good lives among the pagans that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So that's like, you know, set the example is what I hear when I read that. Set the example in that, and that let your actions be evidence towards your good deeds, and loud enough to a point where they can just see them and glorify God on the day He visits us. And so to me, that includes like the physical side of it. So, you know, verse 11 is talking about the sinful desires, maybe the more spiritual, they wage war against your soul. And then verse 12 to me is talking about, okay, and then you can set these examples through, you name it, what you eat, what you drink, how you speak, what you read, what you watch, exercise, whatever you want to say, that they can just see it on you and in you, and give glory to God on the day He visits us.
I like that.
I really appreciated both of what you guys shared, and I like that a lot about the transformation that we have to have from God working in us, right? That none of us can boast. It's the work that He began, and He's going to complete it. So, Isaac, I liked what you're bringing up about, you know, even having that desire and to recognize, oh, this needs to be transformed. I still have a desire there. I need to abstain from even entertaining that. But then recognizing, okay, but Lord, I have to throw myself back on You. It's only because of Your grace if things are going great. And so I can lean into that. And I like that. Self-control is, I think, very much the greatest area of challenge for me. I'll do anything for a good joke. And that's not always good. You know, sometimes that's probably, I don't know, let's not delve too far into that, but I want the Lord to bring transformation in my life. So Holy Spirit, do Your work. Well, JD, let's close with prayer. Do you want to pray?
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank You for this time. Thank You that you do send a comforter and a helper to just assist us when our souls are, when war is being waged on our souls, and that You're here for us, and You give us the tools to succeed and overcome. And so, Lord, I just pray that You would help us to utilize those tools this week and the weeks preceding, and let Your Spirit be upon us and those who are listening, and that we may have life to the fullest. We thank You. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.